This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Kevin, happy birthday to you, and many more. I listen to you just about every day. Keep up the good work, and have a lot of fun. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much for my happy birthday greetings. I didn't get that until after my birthday, but I still wanted you to know that I did get a chance to listen to it, and thank you again. That woman got talent. She got talent. She can sing. She's on Broadway. Oh, my goodness. So we're talking about the Hegelian dialectic, a process, and in case you weren't under, and I know you understand it, it's this way of arguing that, from the way this is being applied today, Hegel dialectic is that Democrats will create a problem, then they wreak havoc with that problem, then they claim that they want to solve the problem that never should have been created, probably isn't even really a problem, and they're not going to solve it anyway. So that's what we're sort of focusing on today, because that is the world we live in. And I've applied it to a couple of things. January the 6th, the riots, where Pelosi wants us to believe there was a problem. She built a whole fort around the Capitol building promoting the idea that we conservatives, the most peaceful people on the planet, the most law-abiding citizens, might storm the Capitol, because guess what? The Democrats had stormed the Capitol. So they want to solve it. And now she wants a commission on it. She says, we got to study what happened. And here's what I would say to you. If you really want to do it, say, go ahead. Study it. Go ahead and study it. And what you do is let them study it, and you study it as well. You work with them, but you also bring in your own experts and stuff. And here's the conclusion you will come to. You will come to this universal truth that Democrats are lying scumbags who will create the problem that they claim they want to solve, and they will exacerbate the said problem to make it appear as though it's a really big deal so they can never actually solve it, but pretend that you're the bad guy. So in this case, the way they're going to solve the problem is they're going to keep it going. Every year on January 6th, we're going to hear about it, and they're going to pretend that we are people that could potentially come to the Capitol in any given time and try to root them out. And that's exactly what they did to Trump. Yeah, there's nothing new here. I'm giving it a fancy name, Hegelian dialectic, because I want you to go and study it to some degree, because the concept of it is really interesting. I apply it all the time. And so do you, unknowingly. And now you know what to put as a title to it. So the way that you look at it is you look at the thesis, and the way that Hegel, and he didn't really define it this way, but there's three parts to this so-called argument about how you would wage an argument. There's the thesis, there's the antithesis or antithesis, and then there's the synthesis of the argument. So I propose something, you look at it from the complete opposite side, and then we come up with something to synthesize. And if we do that enough times, then we should, in theory, get to some universal truth. Right? If you say, I like vanilla, and I say, I like chocolate, and then we go, well, those tend to be sort of opposite. We go, what about chocolate vanilla? And we could end the argument there. We could go, well, yeah, but I only like the vanilla parts or whatever. And then you can continue to synthesize it until eventually the chocolate melds in with the vanilla, and we both agree that we like the new concoction. It doesn't work like that when applied to politics, though. It's not quite that simple. Contradictory statements in the dialectic process help you to reach a firm truth. That's what the term dialectic is supposed to do. So, for example, we always say this. What would the media do if what Hunter Biden did, Donald Trump Jr. did? That's looking at the argument from a completely different perspective and saying, do we come to a universal truth? And the answer is, in fact, we do. The media are lying scumbags. That is a universal truth. I'm not saying all media per se, but I'm talking about the media that will not cover Hunter Biden. But if the story were Don Jr. would cover it that way, you have a universal truth. The media picks and chooses what it covers and how it covers it. Dialectics, that is a way to come to what philosophers, mostly the Greek philosophers, thought was a universal truth. How can you get to a universal truth? That's a question leftists will never answer for themselves. They don't care about a universal truth. But we do. That's why I tell you, our moral compass is always set. It's true north. Theirs, you don't know. It varies. It depends on where the poles are. But we are not that way. We are in constant search for a universal truth. Because to thine self be true. You want to know what the real story is. Government is completely against that. So I've been covering this. I talked about January 6th. I talk about the universal lie of the left of racism in America. It's a universal lie. And people would, oh, surely you can admit it. And they want you to admit to a piece of it because it makes them feel good. It makes them say, okay, if I can get you to admit to this, then I'm right. No, you're not. I'll admit to you that there's something, whatever you pick, there's something in America and all over the world for it. If you want to talk to me about bigotry, racism, criminality, etc., yeah. It would be like me saying, well, Martha's Vineyard is a crime ridden, you know, doesn't have any crime or whatever. Every place has crime, but Martha's Vineyard isn't known for crime. You get what I'm saying? So we're looking for universal truths. Some people will think of these as, well, Kevin, you stereotype if you want to do universal truth. No, universal truths are not based on color, they're not based on gender or whatever. Well, there's a universal truth, for example, that only women can birth babies. That's a universal truth. But I'm saying there's no universal truth about criminality in the black neighborhood, for example. But there is a universal truth. If you put people in certain circumstances, it will lead to criminality. Why can't we discuss these? The left doesn't want you to discuss. Anyway, you got to take a short break. We'll be back. Keep it up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
That's who can't do business together. Chinese people and Indian people cannot do business together. Because Indians cannot live without a bargain, and Chinese people cannot give you a bargain. Their objective is to get every penny from you, and ours is to keep every penny. There's a really bad power struggle there. I went to this Chinese mall. Some of you may know it, Pacific Mall. That's the wrong place for an Indian guy to go. I saw this bag. I wanted to buy this bag. I go, how much? I go to the Chinese guy behind the counter. How much? He goes, $35. How about 30? And Chinese people will never tell you no. They'll tell you no, the longest no you've ever heard in your life. Like you just said, the most ridiculous thing they've ever heard in their life. I'll give you 30. No. No, I can't do $30. I sell you $30. Today you come, tomorrow I'll close down.
I think Russell Peters probably cut that clip, 10 years ago? Maybe a little more. And right now, people get squeamish when they hear that kind of thing. I talked earlier about voices and, doing voices. You know, doing an Indian voice if you're a black guy, or doing a Chinese voice, in his case, is an Indian man. Russell Peters is Indian. Or whatever. But here's what's funny. You can mock a southern redneck, or northern redneck for that matter, without any repercussion. You say, yeah, oh, crazy boy, stupid, you know, talk about this here, now we vote for Trump. You can say whatever you want. You can mock anybody white you want. But, you know, you got to be careful if you use voices. People are getting fired. But like, who was this, the guy that did the Simpsons, Apu? And he's apologizing because he did the voice of Apu? Wow. Hank Azaria, thank you. Yeah, doing a voice of Apu, and he's apologizing. So, you know, look, I want to talk about how we get suckered into these things. That, and as I mentioned, every single problem that we face today, you can apply the Hegelian dialectic to it and ask yourself, you know, why did we get here? That's how. A created problem that doesn't exist, fear-mongering of the problem, and then the Democrats or leftists making you believe that they can solve the problem that really isn't a problem and never should have even been created or addressed. That's the three-step process here. And let me tell you what saves us from it. Critical thinking. When somebody says to me, Kevin, America's racist, I go, wow, we do a poor job of it. We do a poor job. And the minute that you start inquiring, well, where is it racist? Well, look at these cities and the police departments and all that. Okay, well, what are you? I'm a leftist. Who'd you vote for? I vote for Democrats. Well, who runs the cities? Democrats, you know, who? Show me all the racism. I'm going to show you the very party that you're supporting, and you're voting for the party that supports it. Why? Because if you apply the Hegelian dialectic, they created a fake problem. They make it sound like it's bigger than what it is, and they scare people to death with it, and only they can solve it. They apply. And and the only way you can get them to wake up is for you to go, well, you do realize you're the problem, right? Well, how can you say that? I'm woke. I virtue signal every chance I get. You know, I can say it because I can look at you objectively and see that you know nothing about this problem. It's like this black dude that gave this speech against CRT. Let's get the clip ready for that. He says, these people don't even know what they're talking about, and they're trying to speak for me. I think he was on Laura Ingraham, right?
Joining me now, the man you just saw, Ty Smith, Illinois dad and radio host. Ty, now during that meeting, you not only called out the critical race theory hoax, but also called out the people pushing it for ignoring things that are actually very positive for black communities. Explain that.
Well, the thing is that most of the time you have people in a room, and it seems like everybody just kind of jump on board with what's going on. They give no thought to it. They ask no questions. Just said, oh, if this person says it's right, if this person says it's right, well, this must be right. So let's everybody jump on board. And while I sat in that room, I looked around, and I realized I was the only black person in there, and I had all these white people up talking about the black experience, and none of them looked like me in that room. And I'm trying to figure out, how did they know this? Because I've never seen any of these folks in the areas that I grew up in and live. But yet to be on the outside like they were doing all this virtue signaling and all that. I was just so worked up because I was calling BS on it, because the very thing that they were talking about, I was that kid in the ghetto. I was that kid in the hood. And I'm like, no, what y'all talking about, that you guys weren't the problem. The issue that a lot of black people have right now is swallowing a hard red pill, and that's to realize that we absolutely are the biggest problem and the biggest threat to us progressives, not white people.
Well, we were just talking about this in the previous segment, which is, of course, the crime in the inner city. Now that we have a defund police movement, we have demonization of police are bad, you know, not diverse, whatever the concern is. And this is leading to the death of more minorities. But
yes.
The media doesn't want to talk about that. That's not a convenient narrative. And you'd rather talk about how everyone's so racist in the schools and turn the kids against each other.
Right. They got you looking at, they got you focused on something else while something else behind your back is going on. Everything that's happening right now, again, no, I don't care if anybody wants to agree with me or not. I live this stuff. The biggest threat to me when I was growing up was somebody that looked exactly like me. I never had no threat from any white police officer or any white person whatsoever. And to get myself through school like I did, there was no system there that they claimed that was there. I'm sorry. I'm just calling like it is. Now, back in the day, slave days and, you know, civil rights movement, I get that. But in today's world, absolutely not. All they're doing is keep on handing folks walkers.
Why are they doing it? Why are they pushing this on the kids?
Because they want them to believe that they can't achieve anything. They want to just make it all about their race. They can't do anything. And to me, I told them, you know, it's going to keep you there. The very person that claimed that they're helping you, if you keep on handing a person a walker and saying, this is me helping you, that person will never become independent. One of my degrees in physical therapy, our number one goal is to get our patients independent. And as they become better and stronger and more progressing in their the set things that we have set for them, the set programs, we take the assistive device away because they're becoming more independent, which means they can do things on their own. But what we get right now from the government is they just keep on handing people walkers saying, this is me helping you. See, look how good we are. This is us helping you. But having no idea is damaging you because you're going to remain disabled.
I like that guy. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Hegelian dialectic, when the help actually hurts. That's what he's saying. He's posing an argument. He's saying, you know, these people want you to believe that your victimhood is where you gain your power. Now, you guys have heard me talk about this, many other people as well. The number of people that have begun speaking out about it, including you white folks, congratulations, welcome to the human race again. Not falling for this nonsense of, oh, well, I can't say anything because I'm not black. You're not helping people by infantilizing them, by telling them how bad they are. You've heard me say, look, for me, this is such, I don't even want to talk about it because I get bored with it, other than the fact that I feel like I got to continually drill it home, and I'm glad this guy helped me in this case. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Rescuers are continuing to search for survivors after a Miami-area building collapse. At least 51 people are unaccounted for after a portion of a Miami-area condo tower collapsed. Surfside, Florida Mayor Charlie Burkett saying they're using as many resources as possible to find survivors.
We've got the dogs, we've got the equipment, and we're going to do our very best to save as many people in that pile of rubble as we possibly can.
President Biden announces he and a group of bipartisan senators have come to an agreement on an infrastructure package after meeting at the White House earlier on Thursday. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman is among those, and he talks about the economic benefits of the package.
This will lead to more efficiency in our economy, higher productivity, more economic growth. This is about the long term.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The Supreme Court deals a blow to unions.
The Supreme Court of the United States on Wednesday ruled against the California Agricultural Labor Relations Act of the 1960s. That was the one that granted union organizers limited temporary access to agricultural workplaces to speak with laborers. The High Court said the law violates the Fifth Amendment, which bars the taking of private property for public use without just compensation. The court's 6-3 decision was used in the Cedar Point Nursery versus Hasid case. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
As the investigation into Wednesday's pedestrian bridge collapse in Washington, D.C. is underway, it appears that the structure had been scheduled for repairs. The D.C. Department of Transportation had the bridge on a repair list for the last 2 years. The Metropolitan Police Department is heading up an investigation into the incident that injured at least 5 people. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to know, most analysts in your role that used to play, they will pull punches because they have relationships with players and coaches. I don't know if you feel like you ever do, but doesn't seem like it. Like, you will straight up say a guy was had a terrible game, or you'll say they're about to get bounced because he stinks, or whatever. Has a guy ever, like, hit you up or come after you? Because when we say stuff like that, we hear from people, but I wonder if because you're Charles Barkley, you kind of get a free pass.
Oh, no. I get a lot of... I used to get a lot more... yes. To answer your question, yes. I've gotten them from coaches. I've gotten them from players. I've gotten them from agents. And, you know, my problem is, and it's not my problem, I can't criticize some guys and not criticize other guys. I think you lose all your credibility. Because that's the one thing I hate about a lot of sportscasters. And one reason I hate Skip Bayless is because he cherry picks the guys he likes and the guys he don't like. And if you actually have paid attention to him going back, like, you can just tell he hates that guy or he loves that guy. And I don't think that's the way you should do your job. So I made up my mind a long time ago, whether guy's a friend of mine or not, I'm going to tell the truth. And I can sleep good being fair. But I get a lot of calls, not a lot like I used to, from when I first started, from like, yo, man, you're a player. I'm like, yeah, I'm a player who just saw you play like crap. I'm not going to get on here and say you played good.
It's what I like about Barkley. It's what I like about me. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to try to make it PC. Yeah, there's tact involved. There's a way to deliver a message where you don't seem like a jerk or whatever. But not sugarcoating it. There are things I agree with Trump on, disagree with Trump. Maybe Biden will actually do something that I like and I'll agree with it. I doubt it, but I would tell you. I'm not such an ideologue where I won't listen to people when they are right. Barack Obama was right maybe twice in his entire presidency. And whatever number of times it was, I recognized it. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are back listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And we've been talking about the Hegelian dielectric as it pertains to January the 6th, as it pertains to racism, as it pertains to the Wu flu virus, etc. How the ruse of it is, hey, The government is here to help you with this problem that we created. Whether it's global climate change, give me your problem. I will give you the Hegelian dialectic of it. I wanted to bring up Barclay because this is why people like Sir Charles. He's so genuine. He's like, look, I'm going to give you the straight scoop. You may not like it. It's my opinion. You may not like it, but it's going to be my opinion, and I'm going to give you the rationale. But it won't be because I don't like you. It won't be because I do like you. That's what we want, right? We want truth. You want somebody to tell you, yes, that dress makes you look fat. Whatever it is. Anyway, they were interviewing a Navy admiral regarding books that he had the Navy people reading. And Tom Cotton was interviewing the guy, and he just wouldn't answer the question. And it's worth exploring why this man answered the questions this way. So I want to play this two clips, and let's go in and analyze these so you guys can get a better understanding of how woke the military is, which means how asleep they really are in the real world and why we have to be concerned.
Thank you. Admiral Gilday, I want to talk about your choice to include books like How to Be an Anti-Racist and The New Jim Crow on your professional reading list. We discussed this last week in our phone call. Normally, I wouldn't disclose that conversation, but you said the exact same thing in front of the Armed Services Committee in the House last week, which I found deeply disappointing. When you're asked questions about this, you characterize it as a criticism of sailors for being weak. That is a straw man. It's not a criticism of sailors being weak. It's a criticism of your decision to include these books on your professional reading list, which ensigns and sailors across your service take very seriously. So I just want to give you a sampling of some of the things that are included in books like this. That the notion that capitalism is essentially racist and racism is essentially capitalist. That the only remedy for past discrimination is present discrimination. The only remedy for present discrimination is future discrimination. That some individuals, by virtue of his or her race, are inherently oppressive or privileged, while others are victimized or oppressed. That individuals can bear some kind of collective responsibility or collective guilt for the actions committed by members of his or her race. Admiral Gilday, how did these books get on your reading list?
Sir, I chose a variety of books. There are over 50 books on my reading list to give our sailors a wide range of information from which I hope they can make fast, facts-based decisions on both their ability to look outwardly at potential aggressors like China and Russia, as well as looking inwardly and being honest with ourselves in areas that we need to improve. And talking to sailors over the past year, it's clearly obvious to me and others that the murder of George Floyd and the events surrounding that, the discussions in this country about racism, which go back for years and years and years, are still a painful part part of our culture, and that talking about them, understanding them, is the best approach. And that offering books like Kendi's for people to read, and they don't have to agree with every assertion that Kendi makes. I don't accept every assertion that Kendi makes, and I wouldn't think that that all sailors would as well. But they need to be exposed to it so that they're making facts-based. We need critical thinkers in the Navy and throughout the military, in our enlisted force. Again, we not only think outwardly but inwardly, so that they make objective, hopefully objective, facts-based decisions or draw conclusions in a world that it's increasingly more difficult to get an unbiased view at a really tough problem.
I'm shaking my head. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. 844-551-8255. First of all, George Floyd was not murdered. George Floyd got himself killed. And you know that Gilday, Admiral Gilday, is a sellout just for saying that. He spewed the party line. George Floyd's death was because of George Floyd. And for the record, it has nothing, repeat, nothing to do with the Navy. I don't know what white person was killed intentionally, accidentally, or whatever, because we aren't going to get those stories. But here's what I do know. There's nobody in the Navy who gives a crap. Did some dude get shot accidentally by a cop and he's going to get millions of dollars in a settlement, but his melanin is too light-skinned? Nobody would care. His family would, people like that, but it wouldn't be national news because it shouldn't be. Unbelievable that this is the kind of stuff that the Navy is bothering itself with. George Floyd was a criminal who got himself killed, and there was a time in history when military leaders would dismiss any nonsense to the contrary. But we don't live in that time anymore. Here's the second clip.
You're saying, as the senior leader of the Navy, that you want 18-year-old sailors and 22-year-old ensigns to read a book that asserts that capitalism is essentially racist. Do you agree that capitalism is essentially racist?
Sir, with all due respect, I'm not going to engage without understanding the context of statements like that. But these are the same statements.
Admiral, I'm sorry, our time is very limited here. I know you said this in the House Armed Services Committee last week. In what context could the claim that capitalism is essentially racist possibly be something with which you would agree?
So I have to go back to the book to take a look at that. But again, this comes down to trusting sailors who are running nuclear power plants on submarines at hundreds of feet under the water, under the polar ice cap, that are maintaining the highest, the most complicated and complex jets in the world. We put them in harm's way every day. I believe that we can trust them to read books like that and to draw reasonable conclusions.
Well, it's not just a matter of trusting them. It's a matter of how they spend their time. And you, as the Chief of Naval Operations, are suggesting in your professional reading list that it's a worthwhile endeavor for our sailors and ensigns to spend their time reading books like these, as opposed to, say, books on maritime strategy or basic seafaring skills, which also are included on your list. But there's plenty that are not included on your list that I think would also benefit them. I mean, the Navy has had genuine cultural problems now for many years, whether it's the McCain and the Fitzgerald having collisions in the Western Pacific, the Bonhomme Richard catching fire in port, the Fat Leonard scandal, a Navy SEAL team being recalled from Iraq because of a breakdown in basic military order, a patrol boat in the Persian Gulf surrendering to what is little more than an Iranian fishing boat. The Navy has had some genuine cultural problems and drift and lack of focus that it needs to address. Assigning books like these and encouraging your sailors to take the time to do so is not a way for the Navy to regain its focus, Admiral.
Capitalism under fire, the Navy completely unfocused on what the Navy's responsibility is. Why? Because we gotta social engineer it. If you don't see what's happening here, folks, you better get somebody to get you woke, but not the way they do it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813. 813-813. 813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Breakfast of Failure.
They hate when I tell them that, but it's a fact. Very few of them really know how to win at life. Very few of them know how to win legally, with fairly. Very few. They're not very good at anything because they don't want to spend the time. They don't want to invest the energy, the resources, whatever. They just want it to come easy. Like little kids. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I am Kevin Jackson. Leftists are too busy, folks, hoping and praying for people to recognize them. Please just see me. See me. See me. And then once you see them, they want you to love them. See me and love me, despite all my flaws, despite my Machiavellian attitude about things where I will run over you in order to get ahead. See me and love me. And when they don't, if they can't get recognized through their work, which is generally by luck, know who versus know how, then they're acting out. They're Antifa, they're Black Lives Matter, they're the coffee party, they're whatever. They have some cutesy name for them, or they'll come up with some cutesy name for their thing, whatever their thing is. It's the hottest thing. And then they'll try to convince you that if you're not on the bandwagon, well, you're missing out. That's why we have mask Nazis. The mask Nazis, I'm going to tell you, if you meet a mask Nazi, you can almost be guaranteed it as a Democrat voter. See, these people see they're pointing you out as a way for them to get ahead, to get recognized, to get loved. So what? They hate wearing the mask too. It's a silent protest for them. They've been mandated and told they must wear it, so they do it. They will go along to get along. And they're dangerous people because of that. No moral core, no backbone, nothing. No ethics to them whatsoever. And very little of what they do, what they propose works, certainly for the long haul. They might get a temporary win of some sort, but their programs don't work for the long haul because their programs go against human nature. It reminds me of the guy that said, I'm going to pay everybody in my company $70,000. I don't know what he had, you know, what he did. It was like a software company or whatever. So if you're a programmer, you made $70,000. If you're the receptionist, you made $70,000. Let me just tell you this. If I'm a coder and I'm writing a piece of code that makes the company millions of dollars and I'm making the same amount of money as a receptionist, I'm not going to be there very long. Now, they caught up with this guy and they said, yeah, everybody thought I was going to fail, but I'm doing okay. I don't know how well he's doing, but here's what I do know. If he did it the right way, the capitalist way, he'd be doing a lot better. It's like these restaurants that say, come in, pay what you want, just be fair about it. And you know what happens? They get shut down. Because there are people that are going to find out, you can go get a free good meal over there, leave a buck, and it's okay. We wouldn't do it. We'd go there and we would leave a fair amount. You know who would keep a restaurant like that open? Conservatives, not leftists. Leftists will rob that place blind. Leftism at its finest, folks, showcased again in this leftist-run city. Who would believe that Portland, Oregon is a cesspool? An iconic city that formerly evoked this feeling of adventure, this Northwest adventure. But today, when people think of Portland, they think of a graffiti-tattooed downtown city boarded up, with nothing but Antifa people disrupting everybody's lives, more people wanting out than want in, and I could go on. But it doesn't stop Portland from trying to lure in new victims. And here's what the New York Post wrote about them. Tourism officials in Portland took out a full-page ad in the New York Times to urge visitors to come to the Northwest destination despite the continued unrest, insisting that they have, quote, faith in the future of the besieged city. Tourism nonprofit Travel Portland appeared to cryptically reference the violence and ongoing protests that have garnered national attention. You've heard a lot about us lately. It's been a while since you've heard from us, the advertisement read. Some of what you heard about Portland is true. Some is not. What's most important to people is that we're true to ourselves. The ad reminds me of a preacher, folks, who's got to eulogize a criminal. Have you been to one of those things where a preacher's eulogizing somebody who's really a scumbag? How many platitudes can you say, for example, about a drug-dealing murderer? Well, I would tell you, Ray Ray was not a perfect man, but there's not one among us in here. And while Ray Ray may not be going home to the Lord, Ray Ray is loved by his gang, who will miss him and his gat and his ability to make money by dealing drugs. I mean, what are you going to say? Law enforcement today talked about the land of violence, which is Portland, and the increase in crime. And here's what they wrote. The city of Portland was one of the first cities to jump on the defund the police bandwagon, with Mayor Ted Wheeler supporting a cut of $16 million for the police department in June of 2020. The move was quickly followed by more than 100 consecutive days of violent riots, which have continued in 2021. Now, this is as of May 1st, 2021. Portland already had 20 homicides and 208 shootings as of March 1st. Last year, however, there was just one homicide during the same three-month time period. They've had a 20-to-1 increase in crime, homicides, in 1 year. But don't expect Mayor Wheeler to sell T-shirts and say, I defunded the police and all I got was a 1,900% increase in murders anytime soon. That's what the guy wrote. Instead, Mayor Wheeler has sheepishly requested $2 million in emergency funding so the police department can actually address the violence. The department is still short $14 million in resources. But here's how the Portland marketing team spins the reality of living in this hellhole. We're a place of dualities that are never polarities. Two sides of the same coin that keeps landing right on its edge. Anything can happen. We like it this way. Yeah. They go on to say this. This is the kind of place where new ideas are welcome, whether they're creative, cutting edge, or curious at first glance. You can speak up here. You can be yourself. The ad acknowledged that the city is home to the, quote, loudest voices on the West Coast, adding that passion pushes the volume all the way up. Wow. Don't you just want to go right now, pack up and say, I'm going to go to the Great Northwest and go visit Portland and get in the mix. Flip that coin and watch it land on its side. The thing goes on. We've always been like this. We wouldn't have it any other way. We have faith in the future. We're building it every day. The only way we know how, by building Portland. Come see for yourself. Please, New Yorkers. No, please, New Yorkers, come to see. You putting Portland on your vacation list, people? I'm just curious. See, I go back to what I said earlier. The Hegelian dialectic. Apply it to the cities of any city, any of them. Apply it to Baltimore, where they've gone from 1.7 million people to 600,000. Apply it to Detroit. It's gone from over 2 million people down to 600,000. Apply it anywhere. St. Louis? Do I need to go Huey Lewis on you? D.C., San Antonio, and the Liberty Town, Boston, and a Baton Rouge. It doesn't matter. Wherever you apply leftism, you're going to get this impact. You're going to get a problem that's been created by leftists. It's going to be exacerbated to make you think that it's hopeless. And then three, they're going to pretend to solve it. So what do? Portland says, we got a problem. These police are beating up people, man. They're hurting people. And they pass a false narrative. So what do they want to do? Let's defund the police. Let's get them off the street. We can do it. We'll hire community organizers and counselors. And when it doesn't work, well, it is working. You know what? How about we get a little bit of that money back? We put a Band-Aid on a bullet hole. And even though we're not bringing the cops back in mass, this will fix it temporarily until we redefine the problem again, which will be the same problem that they started in the beginning. It wasn't a problem until they made it a problem. Have I confused you enough? That is the Hegelian dialectic and the dialectic in general. Sadly, the Hegelian version is not going to get to the root of the problem because liberals don't want to get to the root of the problem.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.